Welcome to South Haven Business Beat, exploring business from the top of Mississippi. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. And now, here's your host, Aaron Cozort.
I'm Aaron Cozort, and this is South Haven Business Beat. Today, we have with us Robbie Yates from the Follow app. Robbie, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your time for the show. Thank you for the opportunity here. For me, man, the fast overview, I'm a veteran of the Coast Guard. I always like saying that because without being the Coast Guard and going through that experience, I wouldn't be who I am and where I am today. So I give a lot to that. Also my parents too. I don't want to leave them out. but then also we've created a software called Follow App, and it's just software, and it's just to get people connected to the missed referral partner client while they're out networking to grow their business.
So missed referral partner client, you're dealing primarily with a situation where you walk into a scenario and like every situation in life where there's a bunch of people, you chose one person to talk to and they ended up being the person you didn't get any relationship built out of, but you missed somebody who walked out the door and you never got a chance to talk to them, and that was the person you should have talked to. That's the area that you're in, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
That's a nail on the head right there.
So tell me how what the Follow app is by way of an app. How does it, what kind of technology does it use to bridge that missed opportunity?
Sure. Yeah, whenever you walk into or enter a building or when you're during an event, when you open up the app, once you open up the app, you just select it's called Find Contacts. You're searching for other people to pass a virtual business card. The same thing that's on your business card, your same professional information. And we give the user complete autonomy. If you want to have your email, have that. If you want to have your phone number, have that. Or if you just want to have your website, do that as well. A lot of people, you never know what they want to have on there. Most people are using email. Some people, if they're really, I call them a true hustler, they're going to have email, website, phone. They're going to have everything on there, right? Same thing that's on your business card. So what they do, for the simplicity's sake, they open the phone, open up the app, they have Find Contacts, and you're searching the area to virtually pass your business card to people in the room. As much as we would love to be in a room with 20 people, even 100 people, to pass our business card to everybody there, it's impossible. And if you do, you're taken away from missing somebody you're talking to right now in front of you, in front of themselves. So what that does, when you open up their app, you're dropping a geofence. For those that don't know, it's just an invisible fence, just location, just saying, hey, this is where you are. And it's, you're pinging that location. And then when other people walk into the room and they open up the app, same thing, then there are you're passing your contact information to each other. What's great is by doing that, you're not having to all be in the phone, in the app at the exact same time. So if I walk in, if I'm the first one to an event, open it up, boom, I ping my location. Let's say you walk in 15 minutes afterwards, my phone's in my pocket, I'm talking to somebody, you walk in, all of a sudden you open up the app, then boom, it pings you. And then now you see that I'm in the room and when they get the contact information. So it's the same thing. And when I leave, I like to open up my phone and then open, and next thing you know, before there might have been one person in the room, then now I'm gonna see, hey, there are 100 people here that I can add. And so what does that do by adding all those contacts? Well, one, it cleans up the cluttered mess of business cards, right?
Right.
I have them on my desk, I have them in my truck, I have them, you know, they're everywhere. I feel like everybody's, or some people I know, they've got the old school CD case, or, you know, they got a case where they're, you know, putting them in there. I've seen people with a three-ring binder full of business cards they took out of a three-ring binder, which is all great, but you still have to sift through all that to find somebody to reach out to where you connected, where with the app. So let's say if I'm in a room, I add 100 people. Well, now we're taking all those contacts that you just added, and we're sending it right to your contact list. And we're automatically sorting that alphabetically by industry. So everybody knows who they work well with. For example, mortgage lender, they're trying to talk to another realtor, for example. or if you're an accountant, you want to talk to various industries. So therefore, everybody's right there categorized for that individual to make it that much easier to reach out to follow up with them.
That sounds great. You know, I come from the age of people who don't do well with paper at all.
Yeah.
So I invariably take a picture of the business card and hand it back to the person, but then I've got to remember where I was when I took the picture and use the location to go back and find that later, and it's not very efficient.
Yep.
The follow-up sounds like a much better solution, especially because, as we kind of started off with, it's the contact that you didn't get a chance to talk to, that you didn't exchange business cards with,
yep,
that is even more important because you're able to transfer that information passively, mm-hmm, while you're still being present and active in the space physically.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, when I first started networking, and I've talked to a lot of people out before we actually went to market and we, you know, put all the software development behind it to create the app. A lot of people, when they walk into a room, so we're helping really threefold. We're helping the introvert that's in a room. So they're there for obviously to grow their business, or their manager said, hey, look, we pay for this luncheon. You got to go to it.
Right.
But when they're there, they're still wanting to connect with somebody. So they'll see a familiar face and they'll talk to them, which is great, but they're still missing a chance to meet somebody new to grow,
right,
their business, or to meet, go have a coffee with, or grab a lunch, or however they want to continue that conversation is up to them. So we're helping that introvert because they're nervous about approaching new people. And then we're also helping the people that have anxiety walk into a sea of people and they're worried, okay, are they going to come across in the right way? Do they look professional enough? And so then they start getting inside their head, because I used to be one of these people. I used to get terrified before I walked into a room, and I realized I'm telling myself no before I even walk through those doors, right?
Yeah.
So I would literally call my wife sometimes. She goes, what are you doing? I go, I just want to hear your voice. I go, I know why I'm doing this. I'm not walking to the event. And then sometimes once I walked in, I would go straight for the food, or I'll go straight for the drinks. And then I would be like, okay, I get comfortable enough to talk to somebody. And so we're helping those individuals out too that have the anxiety of walking into a room where they don't know anybody. And then we're helping the people out there, the extroverts. They have no problem talking to new people, but then at the same time, they're working the room. But even though they're working the room, which is still great because they're talking to people, shaking hands, saying hi, collecting business cards, then they're piling up. They don't have anywhere to sort that, like, you know, yourself taking pictures of them, whatever the case may be. But then they still can't talk to everybody in the room.
Right.
So that's where the app comes into play. So they're able to talk to 10 people. But the other 10 people, 90, 100, 200, whoever they're missing, they can still be able to have that contact information to then follow up after the event.
So as you look at this, first of all, what's the pricing structure? Is there a cost to the app? How does that work?
Yep, there is. It's free for X amount for 30 contacts.
Okay.
And with that, so obviously you get your contacts and everything sorted by industry, but also what's cool is we implemented another feature now where you can take all those contacts and put it to a spreadsheet and send yourself an email with it. It takes a minute and a half. You can send it. People are taking that spreadsheet and they're putting it into their Salesforce, their HubSpot, their whatever CRM, mm-hmm, that they're using. They're taking it and uploading it into that system as well, and or Pipedrive. There's a number of CRM systems. So, and plus it keeps that organized. So then they can go through, if they don't want their phone, they can have that spreadsheet, or they can filter out, you know what, I don't want these five industries. These are the two I want to focus in,
right,
on. I want to then reach out to them in that regard. So as things have changed within the economy and where things are shifting, the subscription that we have, it's really minimal. It's $4.99 a month.
Right.
Or you get a 20% discount for the year, and it's $47.99 for the year. We just implemented some new discounts, actually better than that, because with the recession and people getting bombarded with so many prices,
sure,
everywhere else.
Sure.
So we've actually adjusted that now. And that was the price, but now we're just wanting to help people out because we've been hearing some, not pushback, but people saying, look, man, it's a recession. Gas prices are up.
Right.
Grocery,
right,
prices are up. So we've reduced our price down to $1.99 a month.
Wow.
Just to make it easier for people that are out there, just to help them out. So there's discounts and codes that we've put in place, and that's something that we've actually getting ready to, we'll talk with Debbie, and we're going to distribute it to the chamber members so that way they can benefit and use that, because everything else is on the rise, so we want to go the opposite direction to help them out.
Sure. Well, and so as you mentioned the chamber, one of the things that one of the ways I was introduced to the follow-up was through the quarterly luncheons.
Yep.
Tell me how an organization like the Chamber can use the follow-up for their members, for the people at an event. How is it effective for them, and where is that niche for event organizers to utilize something like the follow-up?
Yeah, so for event organizers, if you're holding multiple events through the month or through the year, benefits them because it allows people a contactless way to exchange information, to then show up to an event and connect with people, as we talked about, they've previously missed. And because sometimes you find out we're in the same room with the same person and you realize, man, 6 months ago, like we were at the same event 6 months ago. How come we can't, why am I just not meeting you? So
Right. We're
helping those out. But also for the chamber way, it benefits the chamber. So if somebody's very active in the chamber, or if they just go to the quarterly luncheon. So if they walk into a quarterly lunch, those that haven't gone and those that go, they know that when you go to the Lander Center, you're in there, there's 300 to 400 people in the room. And that's a sea of people. And so we just try to make it that much easier to connect with people that, we previously met, as we mentioned before. And then, so I can go to a lunch at the Lander Center, but then when they have their coffees in the morning as well, network, and then I can show up for a coffee event, it's a more small, intimate setting, mm-hmm. and then I can still see some familiar faces that I saw at the luncheon,
right. But
then there's still some people in the room that I haven't met yet, so I could turn on the app and connect with people there, or if they have a business after hours. So the point is, we created it where it's not a one-and-done app, for one experience, for one event. It's going to be used across various platforms. So I can go to a coffee, and I can go to an after hours, and then if I go to a ribbon cutting, or if I just go, or somebody wants to host their own event to network amongst people, they can do that. So in a month, anybody can go, you can gather, depends on how much you network, you can get anywhere between 20 to over 300 contacts in a month.
Yeah.
Depends on how serious of a network you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the advantage, I think, one of the things you're talking about is for those of us who are a little more on the introvert side,
yeah.
as far as meeting people out in a public space, especially when there's a crowd, you can gain those contacts where you can then have those one-on-ones. You can have those, reach out with a phone call or text message or a email and do that introduction without the nervousness of the crowd being a play there. One of the things that I was thinking about is there a certain platform that works on? Is it Apple and not Android, or is it across all platforms?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's on both platforms, Android and on the iPhone. And you mentioned something about the contacts, and that's something that we put in there too, is when people sign up, when you create your profile, your virtual business card, if you will, once you create that, we're giving the people the option of selecting the preferred method of contact, because we're all so busy, we leave an event, we're getting pinged, and we're going right back into what we're doing. So some people want to be emails, some people want to be texts, some people, you never know. So what makes
right.
it difficult? So if you and I never met during an event, but we connected through the app and I realized, man, I need to reach out to Aaron because I think there's a level of service that I need for my business, or vice versa, or I just want to get a coffee to get to know you, then I can look within the app and go, you know what? Hey, Aaron wants to be text. That's his easiest form of contact. And then I can shoot you a quick text. Hey, Aaron, I miss you during the chamber coffee. I'd love to get a chance to, get to know more about you and your business. Or if somebody's an email, just try to streamline that process.
Sure.
Because there's nothing worse when you're trying to reach out to somebody new and to start building that relationship. You're emailing and calling and you realize, man, I should have sent them a text 2 weeks ago and now I got an answer from them.
Yeah.
Or I should have sent them an email and I would have heard from them within 30 minutes versus calling and texting and hear nothing, because
yeah.
they see a text like, I don't know this person, and then they would rather have that email. So we're trying to streamline that process, make it easier too.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. FollowApp. The FollowApp is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
Another segment of business that, it, from my background, I would think this would be very useful for is probably for nonprofits, not just like the chamber, but nonprofits that are doing fundraisers. A lot of times, you know, you may have a fundraiser, somebody walks through the door, they're there for a little bit, but you never got a chance to meet that person. Mm-hmm. as the nonprofit who's trying to raise funds, you know, the opportunity to have that personal interaction with that person who walks through the door, you have now the opportunity for a follow-up, especially if it was a casual, fundraiser type scenario, people coming and going, you may have missed that contact, and maybe that was the contact that you needed for your nonprofit. So I think it's a great solution even for those type of events, whether it be nonprofits or politicians running for office. You know, you have an event where somebody comes by or multiple people are coming by, and you can say, hey, you know, launch this app. It's a great idea to be able to quickly review who showed up and where do we need to focus our efforts on reaching back out to people.
Yeah, that's the thing too. You touched on a couple aspects that actually benefits organizations by using it, because just because somebody signs up for a lunch or an event doesn't mean that person is going to be there.
Right.
They may last minute say, I can't make it, can you please go in my place? Or they pass their tickets to somebody else. And then now you have somebody else go into your event that you had no idea signed up.
Yeah.
And then they leave and you realize, wait a minute, that's somebody that we could benefit from, and
right.
and vice versa.
Right.
And so you're missing opportunity there as well. And for on the nonprofit side, what we do and we help out, we actually do rev shares, we do non-dues revenue, we do some way to give back to them, because we know what it is to have a nonprofit, and I'm actually sit on a board for a nonprofit as well, and I know what it's like, the struggle of finding money, having to go out and constantly raise that through different events. And so we do other ways to give back too, because we want to do that to help
That's
out.
Great. That's great.
Yep.
So talk about your experience with the chamber. How has the chamber helped both mold the product, maybe if there's been that kind of feedback loop, but also how has the chamber been beneficial for your business?
For us, like when we were first getting into it, we were so new, and I can't thank Debbie enough and her team, because it allowed us to test and tweak and say, hey, you know, have your members use it so we can get that feedback and members provide feedback, but also it was rewarding for me to have people say, hey, you know what, I used it, I connected with somebody, and it actually helped me get organized, more efficient for my business. That's rewarding in its own right. So that's been a huge plus, but also Debbie being the connector that she is, she's made other introductions that I didn't even think was possible. And it's like she understands. So if I feel like she's doing that for me, I'm just on the IT software side, right?
Right.
I can only imagine the level she's doing that for other businesses that sign up. And we also, for the chamber, I think they do an introduction for new members, so they have a way they can come in, they can learn all the ins and outs outside of their membership, the way it could benefit them. And I've sat in on that, and I see what the level that Deb and her team pours into the members and the membership. And it's like anything, if it works, if you work it. So those that have it and then are going to the events and meeting new people and being intentional about it and learning about somebody else, then comes back tenfold.
As you think about your business, as you look forward, one of the questions that came to my mind is, how well do you think this scales? Is the infrastructure in place where, you know, you pick up events with multiple thousands of people and it's just ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and then there's some other things we're building on, what I'm excited that we have backlog, and that's what the subscriptions are helping out with. We have other features that we're going to be unveiling. Some of it kind of peek behind the curtain, if you will, of when you connect with people in a room, you'll be able to see, right now, right before I add people to my contacts, I can see their name and industry, that's it. Mm-hmm. I have to actually add them to get their contact information, but I can look, because you don't want to add everybody in the room. So
right.
If I want to hit add all, I can add 200 people within half a second. But if I want to add, I can go through, like, I don't want these set of industries. But then we're going to have it where you can filter out, these are only three industries that I want to work with. I want to clear out the white noise. I don't want all this right here. I just want these focus here. So it allows you to go in with a laser focus during an event and to also pinpoint the really high achievers, if you will. So what I mean by that is we're going to start having it where people are going to have a medal next to like a little icon around their name. So that way, if you're bronze level, then you know that a person either new to networking or they don't go out that much. But if somebody's all the way up to the platinum status, and you'll ask, wow, man, this person, like Aaron, is somebody I need to get to know. Like, I miss you during an event, but I see Aaron is platinum level. He's out there working his tail off. He's out there networking. He must be connected to a lot of people, possibly somebody that can help me introduce to my next, who knows, job opportunity or the next lead that I need for my business.
Right.
And vice versa. You may see, like, man, you know what? This guy's, he's out there doing things right, so I need to talk to him. And it's just trying to get the like-minded people that are out there constantly hitting the pavement and networking their tail off to grow their business, to then they can meet up and have that power coffee that they might have missed and then been in the same room that they had no idea that they've been crossing paths, and they could sit down and have that conversation, the coffee, and realize, man, we know the same five people. I can't believe we haven't met yet.
Right.
And then now it goes, oh, you know what? I would love to introduce you to this other person because I think you'd be a great fit for their business, and then becoming that connector and then helping people out in their business. And that's what it's about, really, is getting people connected that they had no idea that they were in a room with, just to streamline that process, make it more efficient and effective to grow their business.
One last question that that came to mind as we were talking through that is, is there a concern, or is there a methodology in the way you've approached this to avoid it turning into a spam machine? You know, so you're walking into a room, and are you constantly getting pinged by notifications while you're in the room, or is it more you bring up the app and you get to see, you know, on your own, what's there, who's there, and add them to your contacts?
Yeah, fantastic question. We do not bombard you with notifications, and we give the user of the app complete autonomy to what they want to do. I know I touched on it earlier, so if you only want to have an email on there for a point of contact, then you can have that. And we're also going to have it where you can create multiple profiles. So if you really want to share that profile with a certain individual, you can do that as well. But also, you can go into your settings and just turn that off. You don't have to go into an event and say, hey, I'm here to network. Here's my virtual business card. You can shut that off, and you don't need that on at all. And then, so what does that do? That allows you to then just have your profile. So if I forget, like, I don't carry business cards. A lot of people don't, but those that do carry business cards, if you forget your business card, you can just open up the app, and if you and I are talking, like, hey, you know what, I'll send you my contact information, then I can just share you my contact information on the spot. And by doing that, then I'm capturing your email or your cell phone, whichever one you give me.
Right.
And then now I have your contact information, but at the same time, I'm not giving my contact information to a room of 100 people. I'm being selective of who I want to give it to. So you can do that as well. You can safeguard it. We give a user complete autonomy of how they want to use the app.
That's great, because a lot of the technology nowadays, they're forcing you into sharing maybe more than you really wanted to share. And so a technology company and an app that's focused on, no, you're in charge, you're in the driver's seat, we're just providing you the method to do it. I think that's a great solution. You saves carrying all those business cards around for those of us who lose them anyway. And also it's usable because your phone's there. Your phone's going to be with you. And so that opportunity, is it easy for seniors? If someone's a little older, they're not the Gen X, Gen Z. They're looking for the opportunity to still utilize this. Is it easy to use?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have some users that are in their 60s, and we did that just for that exact reason, because we want to make sure it's extremely easy for on all fronts to use, and for somebody that's not used to technology, for them to come back and say, hey, this is a no-brainer. I can function this, no problem. And tell me the ease of it, then to me, I know that we're doing the right thing and we're on the right course, because we don't want to, because there's still people out in their 60s, even 70s, that are networking to grow
Absolutely.
Their business. And I love that and respect that so much. And then some of them I've talked to have two businesses that they're running, a little side hustle. And so we have them in mind as well. We're not focused on, okay, you're 20 to 40, great, above 40, you know what, forget about it. You know, you're not tech savvy, you can't
right.
do it.
Right.
But we want to make sure that they're easy as well and appease it out, because somebody in their 30s connects with somebody in their 67, man, a 67-year-old can bring so much wisdom to them and have a vast network of people they can tap into that person in their 30s is new to networking, had no idea, and then they can sit down and have a coffee, and that'd be the best $7 of coffee they spend, or $3, whatever it is for coffee.
Yeah.
And then tap into their network to learn more. is, man, that's everything.
Well, Ravi, it has been absolutely spectacular to have you here today on South Haven Business Beat. We hope Follow App continues to grow and do great things here in our community, here in the Mid-South. And we greatly appreciate the work that you do with the Chamber.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. Like what you see and hear? Please tell others and subscribe.